Huh? I've been told I don't have a teacher voice. I'm too lightly spoken. It gets a little louder in the classroom. Good morning, family. If you'll get your Bibles and turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, I'll be reading verses 23 through 29, 31 through 32, and then 34 and 36. I'll try to announce the verses as I skip around this particular chapter. 1 Chronicles 16, starting in verse 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And he is to be held in awe above all gods. For all gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O clans of people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before his name. Now verses 31 and 32. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it, let the field exult, and everything in it. Verse 34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures. Verse 36. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Shall we pray? Our Holy Father, you are worthy of our praise daily. We thank you for showing us grace and mercy through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. The brothers and sisters of this family at Sunrise, we come together this morning lifting our voices in song and praying to your hallowed name. We thank you for all you have given us, particularly the fellowship of the church, to support us in our daily walk. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you for the physical blessings you have allowed us to have, and may we use them in a way to glorify your name. We ask this morning for your special help for those suffering in this world's current climate. We ask that you open our eyes to the opportunities around us to spread your love and salvation message. We pray that in this current political climate, that your will be done, and that the leaders of the world, this country, our state, and our community will seek your wisdom. We pray that our worship to you this morning will be pleasing and be edifying to us, so that we can continue our walk while here on earth with our family, and to come home to you in the end. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning. Let's stand together and sing this song together. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Sing aloud to God, let the people shout before his throne. Hallelujah, sing aloud to God, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise
His name from the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea. Let all creation praise His name. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Please be seated. Let us adore the ever-living God and render praise unto Him who set up the heavens and established the earth, and whose glory is manifest throughout all the earth. He is our God. He is our God. There is no one else. He is our God. He is our God. There is no one else. I praise your name, most high and awesome God, and lift my hands unto Him. You save my soul on the rugged tree. Now I praise you and serve you, Lord, throughout eternity. You are our God. You are our God. There is no one else. You are our God. You are our God. There is no one else. You are our God. You are our God. There is no one else. You are our God. You are my God. There is no one else. There is no one else. There is no one else.
I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light is in you, the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Let's pray. God, we thank you for allowing us to be here to worship you. We thank you for making us a family. Thank you for making us worship you and serve each other in everything that we do. Please continue to bless us. Give us an extra portion of your Spirit. We pray that we give you the honor and glory that you deserve. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Hear thou the prayer I make on bended knee. This is my earnest plea. More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee. Once earthly joy I craved, sought peace and rest. Now thee alone I seek, give what is best. This all my prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee. Then shall my latest breath whisper thy praise. This be the parting cry my heart shall raise. This still its prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee.
We'll be singing these next two songs as we enter into communion. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all powers, above all kings,
above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has never known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trial should come, that Christ is assurance, control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall be sent. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Love that second verse. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul. It's not part of the Lord's Supper, but let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank you so much for your Son. We thank you so much for the peace, the weightlessness that comes with knowing that you regard our sins no more. We thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry, I know that was off schedule. It just hit me. I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And then we'll take we'll have the prayer for the bread and for the blood. But 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took the bread. When he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. Our God and Father, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for that awful, cruel, miserable way that he died. We thank you so much for allowing it to happen. We thank you so much for his willingness to go through that for us. And we thank you for the triumph he had over death when he was raised from the tomb. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory we have in that. We thank you for this bread we're taking. We thank you for the flesh. We thank you for cleansing our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the cleansing power, washing the stains of our sins away. We thank you so much for filling us with your spirit through this blood. And we thank you for your son. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read from Hebrews chapter 10. Considering the death, burial, and resurrection for our sins. Hebrews 10, 15 through 18 came to mind. I thought I'd read it. And the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord, I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds." And he adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. I'm sure y'all all know, but there's collection trays in the back. We're going to go ahead and have a prayer for the offering. But it almost choked you up thinking, "I'll remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more." It's a beautiful thought. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your spirit. Thank you for filling our hearts. We praise your name for the day that you came into each of us and broke our hearts and said, "It's time to clean house." We thank you for this opportunity, this hour that we get on Sunday mornings to be able to come and revive each other. We thank you for your presence being here with us, and we thank you for the energy that it gives us. We pray, Lord, for the day when we can come back like normal and meet multiple times and be able to have classes and share with each other. And Lord, we pray that you forgive us for the thing that our worship is right now, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you enter each of our hearts and you make it what you want it to be. We pray, Lord, that you accept our offering as we give it. We pray that you be with those that are in charge of using that money and pray with the decisions that are made or of wisdom and that can benefit your church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's be standing, please. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all
the works thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God, and age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God! How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our and all will see how great is our God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Please be seated.
If you have ever questioned the wisdom of our Lord and Savior telling us that it is more blessed to give than to receive, there it is. It makes us happy to lift up our voices and give the gift of song, the gift of praise, the gift of our hearts flowing to the throne of God. It is more blessed to give than receive. Now that we are in a giving mood, we're going to receive. Hope it's as happy. But if it's not, just remember, it's happier to give than receive. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Our Father in heaven, you were happy to give your Son to us. And this morning, it is clear how great the gift of your Son is. This morning our eyes are opened to the reality that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is big enough for all of our sins. Father, we love you because you first loved us. We give to you because you have given to us. Father, we receive your Son. We receive your Holy Spirit. We receive your good word. Because we know, Lord, that all of your gifts are good. And that every good thing comes from you. I pray, Father, as our hearts are united, as our eyes are opened, that we will see you clearly every day of our lives. That we will have faith that trusts you even when we don't understand you. That we will have strength to not give up when the enemy has risen up against us. Father, that we will use our mouths and our voices for sharing your good news, for exalting you on your heavenly throne, for praising and building up and not tearing down. Blessed be your name. We pray together in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. The last 2 weeks, we have waded into the pools of Ephesians. And we have seen the 5 things that Paul describes for the church that are existing in the heavenly places. And we've also seen the 5 ways in which we may live our lives in the same realm as God is. Now I want us to go back and I want us to dive deeper into these pools. We saw the big picture and now we're going to swim in a little deeper water. We're going to swim in a little deeper water. So hopefully over the next few weeks, if your faith is still relying upon those old arm floaties, remember those arm floaties your parents put on your arms so that they could kick you in the deep end? Yeah. I remember the time when my sister, we were at the pool and my sister, we were all taking a break because if you swim for too many hours, something goes wrong. And so we got out and Mom had the juice and the snacks and And my sister, you know, we got to rest from the floaties, and my sister thought, I think I can do this. And she just ran and jumped in the deep end without her arm floaties. So that was an exciting day. That was an exciting day. So we are going to jump in the deep end. All right, going back to Ephesians chapter 1, the first thing that we saw in verse 3, the first blessing of the heavenly places. Every spiritual blessing that God has to offer is found in the heavenly places. Every spiritual blessing that God has for you is found in the heavenly places. So all the good that God has to give, everything that He has for you is found in that place. I want to be in that place. I want to be in the place with Him to realize and receive every good gift that He has for me. And then we saw down in verses 13 and 14. That how we live in the heavenly places, how we receive all of these gifts and blessings, He says the Holy Spirit seals us. It seals us. And I love this idea, and so we're going to dig into this, because the Holy Spirit that God has given us through Jesus Christ puts His stamp upon us and says, you are mine and you are preserved. Because church, we struggle with that so often, with identity. Who are we? Whose are we? I mean, who am I really? Am I the bad things that I have done? Am I the mistakes that I have made? Am I all the heaviness and the weight of this world that I carry around on my shoulders? Or am I a free, forgiven child of God, enjoying His blessings in His very presence? I know who we want to be. Let's make sure that we are. He says the Holy Spirit seals us, and it also guarantees our inheritance. The Holy Spirit is the gift that God puts within our hearts and reminds us, no matter what it looks like, you have an eternal inheritance with me. No matter how difficult it gets, you will be with me forever. And the enemy says, can you really trust that? And the enemy says, do you really think that God can take all the ugliness and all the mess and all the pain and all the suffering that is going on around you? Do you really think that God can somehow make a difference or change that or make it right? Well, church, we believe this because we know ourselves and we know what God has done to make us right. And so the Holy Spirit is our guarantee. We go back to Matthew chapter 6, and Ben read for us the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6. I'll go back over there. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Jesus says your treasures need to be in heaven. Your treasures are in heaven. Any earthly blessing that we can receive, anything that is good, an earthly blessing can be lost. I mean, think about the things that we enjoy. They're gifts of God, but they can still be lost, right? There are a lot of blessings and gifts from God that can be lost. Our health, it's a gift from God, and it can be taken away. It's a gift that can be taken away. Our work is a gift from God. It is the place that He puts us to use our gifts and our talents to bless the lives around us and to be a blessing to those around us, that allows us to use what He has given us to provide for ourselves and our families. And yet work can be lost. Work can be taken away. Work can be removed. Our possessions, the things that we own, they can be lost. They may get old, and just like Jesus said, you know, time, rust, moth, things get old. Things get old and things wear out, don't they? Your house gets old and has to be fixed. The things are leaking, have to be patched. Your car's got to be taken and worked on and fixed or replaced. Our possessions get old and wear out. Earthly blessings, people. The people in our lives can be lost. We have those that we love that are not in our lives anymore. And as much as we wish and as much as we hated to say goodbye, as much as we may hate to face the day without them, we can lose people in our lives. But Jesus says, the Spirit that guarantees our inheritance, our spiritual blessings will never be lost. The spiritual blessings that God has laid up for you in heaven will never be lost. And so he connects this, and it's a wonderful connection, because he says in verse 22, he connects it right to your eye. What you look at, what you see. If your eye is healthy, if your eye is good, then it's all going to be good. If your eye is not healthy, then it's all going to be darkness. And so, as we are laying for ourselves treasures up in heaven, as we are focusing and living for the things that last forever, we must keep our eyes on those things. Now, church, I would like to say it's profound, but it's really not. Whatever you focus on, that's your treasure. Whatever you put your eye to, whatever you set your heart on, that's what you love. And if all you are focusing on and looking at and studying and adoring are earthly things, you are going to be disappointed. And so Jesus says, keep your eye clear. Keep it filled with light. Focus on the things that last forever. Focus on those things that are in the heavenly places with God. And you know what that does? When we keep our eyes filled with light, our energy, our focus, our heart will be on spiritual blessings. Now, you think of Galatians chapter 5, where again the Apostle Paul says, hey, here's the fruit of the Spirit. You know the fruit of the Spirit, right? The fruit of the Spirit, the things that the Spirit causes to grow in our lives. Now think about those things with a heavenly perspective. Think about those things as an eternal perspective. What's the first fruit of the Spirit? Love. Love. And Jesus tells us to love everyone. Hey, I got a little news flash for you. A little secret. I'm going to let you in on something, okay? Here it is. Radical. Big. Nobody has a clue. If you love everyone, it can't be taken away from you. Love for everyone cannot be taken away from you. Nobody can take that away from you. You can lay it down. You can give it up. You can quit, but it can't be taken away from you. Yeah, well, Michael, they're hard to love. Okay. You ever done anything else difficult in your life? Trigonometry's hard, but you did it. Well, okay, some of you did it. No, that's not the hard that you want to do. All right. I'll grab 40% of the population. Bearing children was hard. But you did it. You didn't quit. You didn't give up. See, we can all find difficult things that we've done. Loving other people can sometimes be difficult, but it cannot be taken away from you. Love cannot be taken away from you because it doesn't matter. Jesus says, you love them. You love them. Why? Why, Lord? Why can I not just be like everybody else and love the nice people and hate the bad people? I mean, that's so much easier. And Jesus says, no, it's actually not. It's not, because now you have to go around and you have to decide who's a good person deserving of love and who's an evil person that doesn't deserve your love. He goes, that's very hard. Judging others is hard. In fact, he says, I don't even want you to do it. Because it takes up too much energy and you don't even understand the whole picture. So I'm going to make it real simple for you. Love everybody. Wait, what? That's right. Love everybody. Lord, you don't know. Really? What's the next fruit of the Spirit? Joy. 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 It can't be taken away from you. Oh, you haven't seen my week, Michael. My joy was robbed from me here. My joy was robbed from me here. My joy was robbed from me here. No, it wasn't. You laid it down. You gave it up. Something else came into your path and you said, oh, my joy, there it is. It's Sometimes we just quit. See, the eternal blessings that we have, the eternal things that God has given us through His Holy Spirit are ours forever. They guard our heart and they are our eternal guarantee. My joy can't be taken away from me. My joy can't be taken away from me. If my eye is seeing earthly things and I am ascribing my joy to my earthly circumstances, then you bet it can be taken away from me. But if my eye is focused on things that will last forever, the things where God is, and my joy will be in what God is doing, so I will never lose my joy. Peace. Peace. My peace cannot be taken away from me. Whew. Michael, you don't know the people I live with. You don't know the people I work with. It's like all they do is just get up in the morning and they just carry around their chalkboard with them. The people in my lives, they just have this chalkboard with my nerves on it. And they just walk around and just go, It's like everyone that I know in my life just says, hey, stress and tragedy. Let's be worried about this, let's be worried about that. And I have to take my peace. I was doing so well. I started the day and I was singing and I was praying. And someone else brings a conflict to me and someone else brings their stress to me. And I go, peace, you're right. We should be stressed. Peace can't be taken away from you. It's eternal. So don't lay it down. So you go through the fruit of the Spirit. And this is really not a lesson about the fruit of the Spirit. I'll let you have fun with that this afternoon. Go back to the fruit of the Spirit. The things that are given to you in the heavenly places through the Holy Spirit of God that is yours in Jesus Christ. And realize and understand that none of those things can be taken away from you. None of them. If I resolve to love everyone no matter how they treat me, that can't be taken away from me. If I am at peace with my Creator and my fellow man, it doesn't matter how stressful life gets, that can't be taken away from me. Our hearts are filled with what we treasure most. Our hearts are filled with what we treasure most. Let's turn over to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Jesus talks about this a little bit more. And sometimes, I told you we're diving deeper, sometimes we struggle. We struggle with these spiritual things, these spiritual realities. And we say, well, Michael, that sounds great, but how? How do I get that? How do I get that peace when it has been taken away from me? How do I get that peace when I have laid it down? Love, joy, peace, patience. Oh, how do I get that patience back? I haven't been patient in a long while. Everybody just gets on my nerves. 2020 has gotten me on my nerves. I'm just frayed. I'm on edge. Seems that a lot of us are on edge this year, aren't we? Yeah, we're frayed. We're frayed and we're tender to the touch. Which may be good while we're not touching anybody. Because everything bristles and everything is, oh, here we go again, or what's it going to be next, or what is it now? And the enemy's going, he's just touching nerves. And you and I are kind of just dancing that awkward, ugly dance of, really, it's not a dance, it's just a collection of spasms that we respond to all the places that He's touching us that feel so tender. So what do I do when I've lost my patience? Joy, peace, patience, kindness. What do I do when kindness is not my natural response to other people? What do I do when faithfulness is hard to grasp and I find that the Holy Spirit is not guiding my steps? Well, Jesus says in Luke chapter 11, verse 9, the words of Christ, and I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. So if you then, who are evil people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? I want you to hear and I want you to understand that all of the spiritual blessings that we need and want are ours for the asking. They're ours. They're ours. Every spiritual blessing that God has for His children are ours. And you know what's funny about us as children? You remember being children? You ever have any siblings? Yeah, siblings, just competition, right? Competition. It's limited resources, so you have to compete. You have to compete for, hey, they took the last. Dad, you can tell me I'm your favorite, right? As children, we just competed for what we believed were limited resources. And it drove us crazy because our mom said, honey, I love you all the same. You know what we heard as children? You don't love any of us, do you? That's what we heard in our twisted minds. Our parents said, honey, I love you all the same. You don't love any of us. We threw a fit. That's how we acted. I know you think I'm being silly. You remember. You were right there. You were right there. You would look at your parents and go, I cannot believe those people. I cannot believe. I must be adopted, right? You all had that thought at one point. I must be adopted because these people, no way. No way. Can't happen. Can't happen. All the ridiculous things we thought about our parents. And Jesus says, look, your Heavenly Father has every spiritual blessing, and it's yours for the asking. And so, if you've ever wondered, why do other Christians have a different spiritual experience than I do? Same way two people can be raised in the same house and have very different experiences. Because DNA doesn't dictate everything. Jesus says, you got to ask. You got to knock. You got to seek these things. Yeah, but Michael, when I was baptized, I mean, they said the words and my sins were forgiven and I was born again. And they said I was given the gift of the Holy Spirit. So there it is, right? So why would Jesus tell me I got to keep on asking? Why do I have to keep on asking for something I already have? Why do I have to keep on looking for something that's already mine? Why do I have to keep on seeking or knocking on a door that I've walked through 1,000 times? Anybody gone to the bathroom this morning? No, just me? Okay, I've gone 3 times. Thank you. Now, between the two of us, did you go to the bathroom yesterday? Yeah, see? Me too. Anybody eating any food today? Mm-hmm. Anybody think they'll get hungry later? Mm-hmm. All the things that we do over and over and over to sustain our lives. And yet we look at Jesus and His Holy Spirit and say, well, I got it that one time. What else do I need to do? Well, I ate when I was 14. Why am I still putting food in my body? Why are we shocked? Why are we shocked that Jesus says it takes some work and some faith and some humility to continue to receive the spiritual blessings that God has for you? Why does that shock us? Why does that surprise us? I get hungry every day. I ate yesterday. I'm going to get hungry again today. If the Lord blesses me with a tomorrow, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get hungry again. Which will lead me to the bathroom, but you know. Yeah, circle of life. We take care of ourselves every single day. You know what? It drives us nuts when people, well, what do we call people that constantly are after our attention and our energies and always asking for things? And I know Lisa got it right. That wasn't where I was going. Lisa said, children. Now, what's that very negative adjective that we give to people that just demand so much of our time? What? What? Needy! Right? Needy. Oh, they are so needy. You ever know anyone that was needy? I mean needy. I mean like, oh. I mean like caller ID. I think I'm just going to be too busy to answer that call. Needy. Like every conversation is, all right, what do you need from me now? Needy. We look at that as a negative thing. And you know what Jesus says? God wants you to be needy. Wait, what? That's right. God wants you to be needy. Well, no, Lord, you see, I got baptized. I'm good. You don't have to worry about me anymore. Really? You know what that leads to? Oh, I don't have to pray about this decision. I already know what God wants in this situation. Oh, I don't need to ask for strength because, you know, I'm already invincible in this spiritual temptation. Jesus says God wants you to be needy. That's right. God wants you to be needy. He wants you to constantly come to Him and what? Ask. Ask. It takes faith to ask, and it takes humility to receive. It takes faith to ask God for these things that Jesus is talking about, and it takes humility to receive and realize that this is a gift from God. It's not me. It's what God has given me. So you want to talk about the spiritual experience that you might have and your neighbor might have and how they may be different. And how can someone be Spirit-filled and someone not be Spirit-filled? And Jesus is looking at us and saying, I want you all to be Spirit-filled. But when's the last time you asked? When's the last time that you sought after me? When's the last time that you just knocked on a door? And again, church, knocking on a door is not making a decision or saying, I wonder which of these things would be a good idea. I wonder which one of these doors God is opening. Knocking on the door is, I need you, Lord. This is connected to the story of that persistent widow. You remember that one? She keeps on going to the judge and says, I need justice. You're the only one in a position to do anything to help me. No one else is looking out for me. I need you to act on my behalf. And the judge says, eh. And she comes back and says, you have got to act on my behalf. Please do what is right. Please do what is right. Eh, I'm busy. Your Honor, you have got to fix this situation because I have no other recourse in my life. Fix it. And the judge finally, if it will shut you up, I will give you what you want. And Jesus compares our Father in heaven and says, look, our Father in heaven loves you. He's not annoyed by your seeking. He's not annoyed by your asking. He is not like one of us wonderful parents that when we just have the, mommy, 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 what? I love you. God's not like that. We come to Him and we say, Daddy, 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 Daddy. He says, yes, child. What is it? I need something. Excellent. Yeah. That was Tony's heresy, not mine, okay? Yeah, he said, go ask Mom, in case you didn't hear him. Our Father in heaven loves us so much, but He wants us to ask. He wants us to trust, and He wants us to be humble enough to receive. So you want the Spirit in asking? The Spirit grows and blesses more every day as we walk in His steps and as we ask. Let's go back to Ephesians. I want to close it up back in Ephesians. Because the Apostle Paul does something amazing in this book. Right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of it. And I just love the way that it's even written. It's one of my favorites. In Ephesians chapter 3. Among all these blessings and among all these ways in which he says, this is how you live your life to follow God. He just breaks out in prayer. He just stops what he is doing, and it's kind of like Tony this morning. He says, I'm sorry, I just have to stop and pray. It's got nothing to do with that. I just got to do it. That's what Paul does in writing this letter. He's writing the letter and he's saying, being a Christian is like this, and being a Christian is like this, and here's all the good things. You know what? I just have to stop. I just have to stop right now, and I just have to pray for you right now. You ever had anybody do that in your life? Like you're talking to them and you're sharing with them, and they say, is it okay if I just pray with you right now? They just have to stop everything that they're doing and just lift it up to God. And that's what Paul does in this letter. I mean, it's all written, and so if you look at Ephesians, you're like, what, huh, what? But that's what he does. He's writing this letter to him. He says, I just have to stop and I just have to pray for you. And this is so important. This is so important. I'm going to stop my train of thought. I'm going to stop what the Spirit is doing, and I'm going to let the Spirit lead me over here. And so I'm going to pray for you right now. And in Ephesians chapter 3, starting verse 14, he says, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. Every family in heaven and on earth is named after our Father. He is our Creator. He is our Maker. I don't care if you see it. I don't care if you deny it. I don't care if you don't believe He is real. It doesn't matter. He's your Father. Well, I don't want Him to be my Father. Doesn't matter. My kids may not always want me to be their dad. Tough. Doesn't matter. He says, everyone who lives with Him up there, with Him down here, they all come from one place, from our Father in heaven. That's who He's praying to. That according, verse 16, according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So the Apostle Paul says, look, I'm going to stop right now, and I'm going to pray for you. And here's what I'm going to pray, that through the Holy Spirit, that you will be strong. That through the Holy Spirit, that you will know love. That through the Holy Spirit, that you will understand. And that through the Holy Spirit, you will be full. That's what Paul prays for all of us. That's what he wants all of us to have with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is our guarantee. The Spirit as our guide. The Spirit as our strength and our existence. The Spirit as the way that God says, well, he says, when he says, in verse 20, according to the power at work within us. He says, God can do more than you can even think up. Well, I don't know, I can think up a lot. Yep, God can do more. Right? You just ever just blown away by all the amazing things that God has done? And then you think about the things that we ask for. I mean, He made it all. He made it all. It's all His. We don't have. He says, you don't have because you don't ask. What, do you think God's not capable? You think God's not capable? He made it all. But it's according to the power at work within you. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean that God wants to bless us, but it's only going to happen according to the power at work within us? What does that mean? Our faith is called into this process, isn't it? Our faith is called into this process. He wants to bless you so much. He wants you to know. He wants you to know that He has everything, and everything that He has is all yours. But He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to say, you know what? I think I'm actually going to believe this. I think I'm actually going to believe this. Now, I'm not talking about, well, I'm going to try this week just so I can come back next Sunday and have a conversation with Michael and say, told you it wouldn't work. Well, if that's your heart going into this, guess what? It's not going to work. So good luck this week. If that's how you're going in, if you are going in, say, I'm going to ask God for something, and I know he's not going to give it to me just so I can rub it into Michael's face. Huh. You just tell me today, because I'll be praying for your soul this week. Because if that's how you approach God and his good gifts, it ain't going to happen. It's according to the power at work within you. If the power at work within you is, well, this isn't going to work, but I guess I'll give it a try. What kind of power is that? Do you really think that's the power from God? Do you really think that's the power from God? I mean, you think of even the dad who had the sick son who goes up to Jesus and says, you know, Jesus, we hear a lot of good things about you, but, you know, everybody that follows you has tried. My boy is still hurting. If you can do anything. And Jesus says, if I can do anything? If I can do anything? Now, see, if I was Jesus, I would have said, excuse me while I laugh. Okay, all right, I'm better. If I can do anything? That's how we pray, isn't it, church? God says, I got everything. It's all mine. It's all mine. It all comes from me, and I want to share. Well, you know, Lord, if you could do something about this, if you could do something about that, you know, I don't know if you can or if you're too busy or if you care or if it even is important. According to the power at work within us, God wants you to be strengthened. He wants you to understand love. He wants you to just understand his blessings. And he wants you to be full of the Holy Spirit. Church, it is time for you and I to stop being satisfied with scraps falling from the table when it comes to the blessings of our Father in heaven. That's not what he sent Jesus for. He sent Jesus to die for our sins so that we would know not just be able to sing that beautiful song and realize that our sins have been paid for and forgiven. Not some of them. Not just the little ones, but all of them. So we start with that realization, and that realization in song this morning in prayer was so powerful, and we're like, yes, we are forgiven. Fantastic. Now be strong. No love. Be filled with all of the blessings God has to give. God has given you a deposit. He said, look, I'm giving you. Church, he's given us all we can handle. We don't have everything yet because this body can't contain it. The resurrected body is a little bit different. Okay? I mean, when Jesus was resurrected, he was walking through walls. You and I can't do that. So we are limited. He says, I have given you everything that your host can possibly handle in my spirit. And then someday, when the host is no longer there or necessary, you will have it all. So it's time for you and I to start living with overflowing cups. Overflowing cups. Not just a sip. Not just a little bit. Lord, just give me a little bit of your spirit and I'll be satisfied. What? Anybody going to stand before him someday and say, Lord, I just need a little bit of forgiveness. I'll be fine. Just a little bit of grace, Lord. Just a little bit, because I'm a pretty good person. So if you just give me, just break off just a piece of that grace, and I'll be good. I'll be good. Uh-uh. No. No, Lord, give me all the grace you got. Lord, show me all the mercy that you have. Lord, give me all the love that you have. Why? Because I'm needy. Because I'm needy. I need you. Every hour I need you. Every day I need you. Every situation I face, I need you. I will not take a step forward without your Holy Spirit because I can't do it. And God says, yes, you cannot, but I'm with you, and we can. Whew. Wow. All right, so Divin's not a word. What's the past perfect of dive, Sherry? Dove into. We have. I got divin. I don't know where that came from. We have divin. We have doved. We have. I'm drowning up here in case you didn't know. We have dove into deep waters. And it's time to come back up. It's time to come back up. Not too fast because I don't want anyone to get the bends. But we're coming back up. We're taking a deep breath. And we're just starting to realize and we're starting to believe and we're starting to trust that it's true. Not what if it's true, but he said it. It's true. So that's how I'm going to live this week. I'm going to live as though my Father in heaven has every spiritual blessing for me. I'm going to live as though he loves me so much that he wants me to have it. And I'm going to live as though that when I ask, seek, and knock, he will answer. And I'm going to live as though, because my eyes are set on eternal things, that all of my answered prayers will be the spiritual blessings that I truly desire and not just fixing little temporary earthly things for today. That's pretty deep. That's pretty deep. But you walk in those waters and you're going to be full. You're going to be full. If you're not a Christian this morning, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have your sins forgiven, we invite you to come to be reborn into the blood of Jesus Christ. We invite you to say, I'm done. I want all the mercy. I want all the grace. I want all the spiritual blessings. I want it all. We invite you to come to Jesus. And if you're a Christian this morning that has been living on less, I want you to be sick and tired of your willingness to sell God short. I want you to be fed up with your own lack of faith and willingness to trust God like he calls us to trust him. And live your life today and this week as though it were all true. Let's stand together and sing.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Be seated, please.
I want to take a minute this morning and recognize some people that have asked and need our prayers. And we can join them in that this week in lifting them up. Oren needs some work, and some work and or some wheels to get there. So we need to be praying. He said he's got things in with several places, and he does need God to show him the direction that he needs to be going to provide for their family. So let's lift Oren up that he will receive the work that he needs. Charlie is going to have a baby soon. So we need to keep her in our prayers. Every day she told me this morning that today was today.
I'm 9 months this week.
9 months this week. Okay. All right. So could be anytime. Any day. Any day. And Chester's completely ready. Yesterday. Yeah. So keep Charlie in your prayers that the baby gets here and that all will go well. Also keep in your prayers. Ethan ran a race, so tomorrow he gets to find out if he is rewarded with another race on Wednesday. So he finds out tomorrow, and that next race would be Wednesday before we come together again. So remember him in our prayers. Let's see. Oh, Evan ended his football season with a catch yesterday in his game. So that was exciting. That was exciting. He said he caught the ball. So and he gets to keep his flag belt. So that was really cool. That was really cool. So we're proud of him and happy for him. Also, we need to keep in our prayers. Mark's wife, Nancy, has a scheduled knee surgery in 2 weeks. And so we're just praying that everything stays open and that surgery is considered important enough to continue forward. So please keep her in your prayers that she can get that done. But he did say that they were both feeling much better. All right. What other things do we need to remember in our prayers? Yes. Is Terry's blood sugar any better?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know if she's been in bed.
Okay. All right. All right. Yes, Matt.
Yesterday during the Evans football game, one of the little boys fell and broke his arm.
Oh, okay.
His name's Luke.
Oh, good, because we won't have to say it either. Praise God. Absolutely. Absolutely. Steve? Okay. All right. So for the Christmas boxes, we've got a bunch of boxes. And so Chester's going to run and bring those in, or just open his trunk. I guess we can early trunk or treat, right? Just go by Chester's car and grab a box or two and get those, start filling those out, take the list, start filling those out so that we can be a blessing to those kids. So, yes. Yeah. So it's getting checked. Right. So follow the instructions. Yep. Kevin? All right. All right, anybody else? Yes. Wednesday. Okay. All right, church, let's go to our Father in prayer. Let's lift these up and let's walk in the Spirit this week. Our Father in heaven, we love you so much. And it has been such a joy to come together to worship, to praise, to lift you up in song, to hear your word, Father, and to know your truth. And I pray, Lord, that you increase our faith. We every day, Lord, we confess our belief, but we also need you to help us in our unbelief, because sometimes faith is just too big for us. Sometimes our faith is lacking. Sometimes our faith is just not strong enough because we don't trust that you are big enough to do what you've said you will do. Father, we love you. We trust you. We praise your name. We thank you for blessing us with your Holy Spirit, for all the wonderful things that that provides for our life each and every day, and the eternal hope that it puts in our hearts. Blessed be your name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless Oren with the work that he needs. You know where he needs to be and what he needs to be doing, so I pray that you make that very clear and let him get started in that. Father, we ask that you be with Charlie and Chester as they prepare for the arrival of their child. We pray that the delivery will go well, that all will be good, and we just pray your blessings upon them as parents, upon them as a family, and right now just health and strength and good for them. Heavenly Father, we just pray that you be with Ethan this week as he prepares to run again, and we ask that you will give him that opportunity and help him to be strong and run his best. And we thank you for Evan and his great game yesterday and his catch, and for blessing him with that opportunity. And we also lift up Luke that broke his arm from that game, and we just pray that he heals quickly. Heavenly Father, we lift up Nancy, and we pray that all things will stay open for her to get her surgery in a couple of weeks. And we just are grateful that Mark and Nancy have recovered from the virus, and we just pray that you bring her into this procedure and let it go well for her and be a blessing for her health. Please watch over Belinda as she has her knee replaced this week, and bless that surgery to go good so that she may walk better, that she may get around better. Heavenly Father, we lift up the Nixons, and we just pray that as they wrap up their time in quarantine, that you will be with them and that you will continue to watch over them and just protect their family from anyone else getting it. Father, we lift up Marcia, and we just pray that you restore her the use of the left side of her body, and we just ask for healing. And Father, we lift up Linda, and we just pray that you protect her with the virus, and we just pray that you send your healing to her, and that she will get through this okay. Heavenly Father, we ask that you please be with Lacey on the road today. Please keep her safe and get her back to her family. And Father, we praise your holy name and thank you for the wonderful 6 months that Katie has enjoyed. We thank you for taking care of her. We thank you, Father, for just bringing the peace that accompanies for the Mullinax family. And we thank you for blessing them. We thank you for them. And we just pray that you continue to guide their steps in your kingdom. Father, we lift up Marilyn. And we pray that you watch over her and her family right now. We pray, Father, that as she prepares to rest in Jesus, that that her faith will be strong. We love you, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We offer them all in the name of Jesus Christ through our utmost faith. We pray together. Amen.